Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing tonight? Give y'all 1 second. Get this party started. Today is March 23rd. Is it March 23rd? I need glasses again. March 23rd, 2020. Before I even get started with the show, I'm just going all the way in. Starting off, I'm going to just go in. All day today, you guys. All day today, we've had technical difficulties. Internet been dropping out. TV station been dropping out. Radio station been dropping out. The website kept dropping out. Right now, the internet is just being overflowed with because everybody's working from home. Everybody's, you know, doing school from home. The internet is on lock right now. You literally have to get on the phone with these internet service providers for hours to become a priority in order for them to get your stuff up and working. I spent 4 hours today with Spectrum trying to get my stuff up and working so I can get here and do this for you guys tonight. If you guys don't know what this is moving forward here on Victim Stoppers Radio. Yizer, Victim Stoppers Radio. Who am I? I'm your man, Dwayne Abernethy, your security camera ambassador, and I'm here to give you guys the revolution. You know how they say back in the day, the revolution would not be televised? Well, guess what? In 2020, the revolution will be televised. I know it won't be. Will be televised, but we're televising right here at Victim Stoppers. All right? Speaking of Victim Stoppers, as you guys can see behind me, the Stopper Social Network is up. You guys can go join Victim Stoppers right now. This is ours, you guys. This is what it looks like for people of culture and ownership. This is us back here. This is for us. If you guys know anything about social media, you know who they are out there. Last year, they kicked Minister Farrakhan off of the book. Right? They are censoring anybody that has a thought. You can be on any social network and do all the most ratchet. You can do the most ratchet stuff. You can cuss all you want. Well, I cuss, but you know what I'm saying. You can say the N-word all day long, but they give you a list of words that you cannot say or they will shut you down. Right here, Victim Stoppers, we are going to get our message out. If you are bringing truth to power, if you telling the real, and you educating our people, you need to become a member of Victim Stoppers. Victim Stoppers is a private social network. Right? But since all the stuff that's going on, we have waived the membership fees for 90 days, for the first 90 days. But see, this is what ownership is. We have to start investing in ourselves, and we have to start supporting each other. This is our new CNN. Anybody out there don't realize that today's future of television is streaming. This is the new CNN right here. Okay? Anyway, let's get into tonight's show because I have an hour, and I got a lot to unpack tonight. As you guys can see, tonight's title is Moving Forward. We was warned April 3rd, 2015. We was warned April 3rd, 2015. See, because like right now, there's a whole lot of people running around this country right now in chaos. They're afraid. They don't know what they want to do, but we was warned about this day, April 3rd, 2015. Anybody out there who thinks that this coronavirus, hey, what's up, D? How you doing? That's my girl right there. What's up, D? Anybody out there, lost my train of thought because I saw D pop up. That's my girl. Anyway, anybody who thinks that this thing, it just popped up, is because somebody ate a bat in China. They ate a bat in China, and then they went home, their wife or something, and then this virus just created itself, and then it just started spreading out over the world. Think about that for a second, guys. When this thing first broke out back in December of last year, December, January, they were talking about they was buying bats from a farmer's market in China, eating the bat that was infected with this virus, and it got into the bloodstream, and it just started going to town. Come on, man. But that's the case. I got some beachfront property to sell you in Vegas right now for the low, low. But anyway, the reason why I'm talking about this date right here, April 3rd, 2015, is because of this story right here that I posted on Victim Stoppers today. Let me show you guys this story. If you guys watch me on TV, on VictimStoppersTV.us, you can see behind me what I posted. If you listen to me on the radio station, you need to go to VictimStoppers.us, become a member of our social network, and see this story that I posted. 3rd, 2015, Bill Gates. That's Bill Gates, you guys. If you don't know who Bill Gates is, the founder of Microsoft was doing did a TED talk. If you guys don't know what a TED talk is, how many of you to stop watching the Atlanta Housewives and stop watching football and basketball and start tapping in into some of these programs out here because they're telling us what's going to happen? You see what I'm saying? There's a group of people who was prepared for today. This man right here. Now, I believe I posted a video on Victor Stoffer. Let me see. Is the video on there? Let me see. I think the video's on here. Let me see. Yeah. I posted the video on here, and Bill Gates said, he says on April 3rd, 2015, that all our lives here, we're all being prepared for a nuclear war. We're all being prepared for somebody to drop bombs on us, right? And this man right here said, that's not what we need to be worried about. That is not what we need to be worried about. We need to be prepared. We need to be aware that the next attack is going to be germ warfare. The next attack that launches, I'm not going to put this out there, the next, just say, mass tragedy, I guess. I was going to say something else, but I don't want to scare nobody, so I'm a tone it down a little bit. But it's going to be a virus. April 3rd, 2015. What was you doing on that day? Can any of you guys remember what you was doing on that day? I can guarantee you it's probably a small percentage of people who saw that TED talk with Bill Gates. Anybody out there who want to tell me what you was doing on April 15, 2015, hit me up at area code 516-418-5511. That's area code 516-418-5511. Then I also want to ask you guys out there who's watching me or listening, do you guys really think that this thing was caused by some contaminated bats that some people ate in China? Or do you guys think there's a good chance that this was a man-made virus? Do you guys think it could be man-made? I mean, anything's possible, right? Do you guys think that this is a coincidence that Bill, Mr. Microsoft, Mr. owns part of Facebook? Guys, did you guys know that? Did you guys know that Microsoft invested in Facebook early in the game? Do you guys realize that this man right here is used to be the richest man in the world? I think he's like number three now. So, question. Do you guys think that this man would say something like that just to say something crazy? Or do you think that it could have been some merit or some truth to what he said? Think about this for a second. Have any of you guys ever been in a courtroom or had a court case, had to go to court, and you had to go get a lawyer, right? Would you rather listen to a lawyer or would you rather listen to a mechanic in the barbershop to tell you what to do when you go to court? Which one would you rather listen to? A lawyer that you're paying for or a mechanic in the barbershop tell you what to do when you go to court? See, I'm going to listen to the lawyer. See what I'm saying? So I'm going to listen to this man. I've been knowing about this story for a long time, and I believe everything that this man said. Because everything that this man right here has said is coming true right now. Right now as we speak. March 23rd, 2020. I don't got my glasses off. I think it's the 23rd. This is no bullshit. This ain't no conspiracy theory. People are dying right now from something that this man right here said 5 years ago. See, this is why my slogan is, once you know better, you do better. See, years ago, I had some of my OGs when I was in the military pull me to the side and put me on to game. Put me on to what you see is all a facade. What you think is freedom is not freedom. Okay, so anybody out there who wants to debate what I'm saying, get at me right now. Because see, I'm coming with receipts. This is a receipt right here. This ain't my opinion. It's not something that I wished upon our people. This is a receipt right here from the richest man in the world. Okay? Now, I'm going to tell you guys something else when it comes to tonight. If you guys got a DVR, if you guys can rewind the press conference earlier tonight with the president and the vice president, and they've given us an update of what's going on. I'm going to get back to the freedom thing. I got that. He said, Mike Pence, our vice president, said that the Gates, whatever Gates Foundation or whatever Gates company is working on the vaccine. Guys, let me slow down for a second because I might be saying too much too fast. How does a man who's known for computers and software owns the company that's creating a vaccine for something that's going around the world killing thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people? It's not a coincidence. It's not like they said, oh, shit, they done. Let me call Bill. Hey, Bill, what you doing? Hey, Bill, hey, we got some people dying over in China, in Italy. Can you guys figure out a way to create a vaccine? Like, can you make a vaccine in 14 days? See, I'm not making light of this. I'm not trying to be funny or nothing, but it doesn't make sense, you guys. It doesn't make sense, you guys. Think about it for a second. Now when I was talking about the freedom thing, when my OGs back in the day tell me like, yo, everything you're looking at is a facade. It's not real. This freedom that you think we have is not real. Today, and it's going to spread all over the country. It started with California. Then it went to New York. Then it went to New Jersey. It went to Vegas. They're doing a complete shutdown. They're not calling it martial law. They're not going to say martial law because we dare not say that. But they are actually, come Wednesday, they're coming up with a curfew. If you're not working for the hospital, law enforcement, the medical field, you have to have a pass. Like, you remember back in school, a hall pass? You got to have a pass if you out in them streets. If you get pulled over by the National Guard or any type of organization, you better have that piece of paper. You out in them streets come Wednesday. Is that freedom? Is that freedom? You see what I'm saying? You guys, I'm not on here. I don't spend my time. I don't spend my energy. I don't spend my money putting all this stuff together for you guys to look back and go, oh, man, that's some bullshit. See, that's why everybody was so focused on the distractions. We all watching the sports and worrying about if Trump's a racist. And anybody was caught up in Trump getting impeached. While we was up here being distracted, impeach Trump, impeach Trump. Trump's a racist, all this. They over there plotting. They over there releasing viruses. They have put the game in play. We are in the middle of this thing. Ain't no turning back. There's no turning back. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something. This is real talk. I might be talking too much, but this is real talk. Okay. I put this story up, too, today on Victim Stoppers. Coronavirus, all you need to know about symptoms and risk. Okay? This is a story. Now, once again, I told you guys, I came with receipts tonight. These are receipts I'm showing you guys. This is not my opinion. This is not me being paranoid. I got receipts. This comes from a credible source. This story from Al Jazeera. This is a story that's on Al Jazeera right here, right? Now think about this. They're talking about the things you need to know about the symptoms of the corona, right? But then they turn around and post another story here locally in the country, here in this country, and say, oh, the symptoms of corona is the common flu, just like having a flu. Well, riddle me this, people. If the symptoms of the corona is like the common flu, why are they swabbing your mouth? Why are they swabbing our mouths, getting our DNA? Have you ever had the flu? Have you ever had a flu and didn't go see the doctor? Did they swab you for DNA? If they claim that the symptoms is like the common flu, people, listen, guys, I do. If somebody take me the wrong way, I ask all these questions every night on my radio show for you guys to go and research these things and figure it out for yourself. If you guys notice, I haven't gave my opinion on nothing. What I've done, I've taken time, do some research, do some reading, do some digging, and get some answers, some solutions, and bring receipts. I'm bringing receipts. Okay? Then you hear other stories that go, oh, well, you could be walking around with the virus and don't know when you have it. Then you have it. Well, how do I know I don't have it if I have it? It's like, do I got it or don't I got it? Do I need it? You know what I'm saying? It's like, how you going to do that? Hey, what's up, Mo Better? Someone posted their pass. Oh, yeah, really? What's it there? On Facebook? Yeah, exactly. Now, speaking of the book, let me explain to y'all when I say this thing is a twofold thing. I've been asking people this for years. For years. And people who watch my show or listen to my radio show, y'all probably heard me say this before. How in the world the creator of the book, I don't even say their name, the book, a billionaire, giving away something for free. Has the book ever sold you anything? If you have a book page, did they ever sell you anything? Did they ever, outside of advertisement now, since they add the businesses, do they sell you anything? Did you ever pay for a subscription? Outside of you trying to sell something, have you ever paid for a subscription? You want me to tell you why? They sold your information, but it was the whole concept is this. Do you guys realize that they created a way for everybody to flock to something? You guys ever saw a crumb drop and then ants from everywhere? So they dropped something down on people, and people was willingly open to giving all their personal information. See, a lot of people don't know this. The younger people don't know this. When the book first came out, you could not join the book without putting in your first and last name. There wasn't no screen names. It wasn't Shy Shy 19. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a little Kiki Chocolate. No. You had to give them your government slave name to join the book. So now, we got all y'all information, but this is where I'm about to fuck y'all up. I don't know if it's on here. Every piece of electronics, every computer, every phone, every tablet, every Bluetooth speaker has a thing on it called a MAC address. Okay? A MAC address. Let me see what's the MAC address on this camera here. It's on here. Well, a MAC address is like a social security number. Every piece of electronic has a MAC address on it, so that means it can be traced. Once you put it on the internet, it can be traced to find out where it's at. As soon as it gets on the network, they know where it's at. So now, you done got on the book. You done downloaded the app on a phone that already has a GPS on it. It doesn't matter if you turn it off or not. Once they register that MAC address, then they got your IP address. An IP address is another address where they know exactly where you are, right? So now we have this. See that on Victim Stoppers? If you watch me on TV, if you watch the radio show, just use your imagination. I mean, listen on the radio show, use your imagination. See that right there? Now they're about to get your DNA, match your DNA with your profile on social media. Where you going to go? Where you going to go? Remember, when you're born, they take your fingerprint when you're born. They take your footprint when you're born. They give you a social security number. It ain't nothing but a, you know, just, it ain't nothing but a receipt. Once you sign that piece of paper, what you've done, you have sold your child over to the United States government. This is like with us in the military. The day that I signed those paperwork and went to the military, I was no longer Dwayne Abernathy. I was no longer Dwayne Abernathy with my social security number. At that point, I was considered a GI. Government issue. just like this camera. I was a product of the government. I was a government issue, a GI. Ask anybody who's been in the military, ask them what they call us, GIs. Right? We work on a totally different law. You know how you got your laws here? You got your laws, like, you know, like your traffic laws or tax laws. When you work in, when you're in the military, we work off a law book called the UCMJ. It's called the UCMJ. Look it up, you guys. Totally different set of laws, totally different set of rules. And the reason why I'm telling you guys this is the simple fact, if you're dealing with people who think like that, their own set of rules and their own set of laws, what makes you think that this thing is not man-made? If you guys are looking at me on the TV, but radio, just use your imagination. How can you guys tell me that that could not possibly, I'm not going to say it's man-made, possibly be man-made. I'm going to do it like that, because just like they say, allegedly. You guys, this social network right here, Victim Stoppers, the whole purpose of me creating this social media, social network, it took me 10 years to get this social network up because I got tired of watching my people just walk around blindly. I got tired of watching my people just listen to shit that Fox News tell them or CNN tells them or BET tell them and take as fact. These are our receipts right here. This stuff is seat receipts. But check this out. I'm going to tell you guys something else that's crazy. I'm telling y'all everything. You guys ever watch C-SPAN? You know the TV C-SPAN on your cable box? And you just hit the remote control, everybody pass through C-SPAN? But see, what people don't realize, every year, the United Nations meet. They meet in New York, United Nations. All the countries around the world as part of the United Nations, they meet. They broadcast those meetings on C-SPAN. On C-SPAN, they tell you what they're going to do. I mean, do the not C-SPAN, but that's the channel. During the United Nations meeting, they tell you what they're going to do. They're going to tell you what industry is about to make money. They're going to tell you what industry is about to lose money. They're going to tell you how much dope they're going to bring into the country. They're going to tell you what disease is going to be in the country. They tell us every year, and nobody watches it. Nobody watches it. And the only reason why I watched it was years ago. I don't know where I was. Bill Clinton was president. Yeah, I'm telling my age. I was just bored one day, couldn't find anything to watch on TV, and I just so happened, like, what? And I put it on there. And I saw that day, I saw President Bill Clinton and the president of Colombia damn near coming to fighting, like fist fighting at the United Nations, because Bill Clinton said, you sent too much fucking cocaine to America. They was arguing on C-SPAN about Colombia sent too much cocaine to the United States. Clinton was like, we authorized this amount of cocaine. Y'all sent way too much. They got into it so bad, Clinton walked out. And I've been watching it ever since. They would tell you, before you go to college, if you got a child that's about to go to college, you better watch what's going on in the United Nations, because they're going to tell you what industry is going to be laying off. They're going to tell you who they're going to put the money. They do every year, at the beginning of the year. Watch the United Nations. And the crazy part about it, they have to broadcast it. They have to broadcast it, but they already know nobody's going to watch it because Atlanta Housewives season 19 is on. Donald Trump's a racist. Donald Trump said the N-word. Oh, my God. Forget the coronavirus. Donald Trump to call somebody a nigga. Come on, man. What else we got going on? All right. Another story I posted on Victor Stop today. U.S. has the fourth most virus cases. We're moving our way up the chart. We're number four. That's interesting. How? Think about this for a second. Most of the countries that's kind of have some association or background with Europe or something is getting wiped out. Look, that's interesting. But look at this. If you guys are watching me on TV, but check this out. Look at Africa. Look at Africa. Africa has 1 to 100 cases of coronavirus. United States got 26,750. This from this morning, you guys, and the numbers are rising. Italy, 53,578. They've had 4,825 people who's died. Saturday, 800 people alone died in Italy. That's one day. 800. Oh, you guys, I'm talking some serious stuff, but I got to laugh a little bit too. My word, finite. I don't know if you guys saw the Saturday night show, but I kept on going when it's over, it's finite. But for starters, that's not Spanish. It's Italian. Two, I'm saying it wrong. It's not finite. It's finito. I think it's finito. Yeah, it's finito, I think. So all night Saturday, you guys let me say this word was Spanish, and it was Italian the whole time, and nobody even told me that I was saying the word wrong. It's finito, and it's Italian. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. I love you guys, too. Thank you. That's like y'all let me go to the store with pepper in my teeth or something, but that's okay. Anyway, back to this. China. Now, did you guys happen to hear that so-called China has got the coronavirus under control? That they back to work? Nobody is dying in China anymore? Did you guys hear that? Look it up. But before that, China had 3,265 people that has been killed from the coronavirus. 21,894,000 with the coronavirus. Okay? Now, you guys are probably saying, Dwayne, why are you telling us this? Dwayne, why are you guys telling us these numbers? Well, I'm going to tell you this. This is why I'm telling you. Okay? So, total cases, 314,135 people. Those are all DNAs. They got almost a half a million people already that's been swabbed. Why don't you move? Oh, you're coming in? No, it's not coming in. Turn it off. That's a half a mil, right? I guarantee you guys, before 2020 is over, I promise you, I bet you it's going to be at least 1 million people that they're going to say that has the coronavirus. Now, if you guys think that what I'm saying is far-fetched, I'm going to ask you guys this simple question right here. If you was in the business of selling tennis shoes, let's say tennis shoes, something simple. You was in the business selling tennis shoes. Would you? No. Ooh, I got something even better. I take that back. Pies, chicken sandwich. There we go. We're going to use the Popeye's chicken sandwich. Last year, everybody was running to Popeye's to get this damn chicken sandwich. Popeye's made like 30, 35 million in 1 week off this chicken sandwich, right? Mass hysteria. People just got to eat this chicken sandwich, right? So now, you got a bunch of people, especially here in America, which we're spoiled. We just think we have the what's it called? The entitlement. We all feel like we're entitled here. Now you got a whole bunch of people afraid, running around scared, fighting over toilet paper. So you're going to tell me that they can't sit there and say, all right, you guys, got to test you, see if you got this thing, and people going to run down there to get swabbed, right? But then when you think about it, hold on for a second. What's our number? But if you think about it, if this thing is correct, only 350 people has died from the coronavirus in America. You guys listen to what I'm saying here. Only 340 people has died. That number might be higher now because I got this late last night, but I'm just saying, there's more people right now that dies from the flu, and they've been doing it for years. They're creating this big hysteria, and I'm not taking this lightly. anybody who's listening to me, I'm not taking this lightly at all. But what I want us to start doing is put our thinking caps on. Put our thinking caps on. Because there's nothing wrong with asking the question. It's nothing, you know, just like with me, I don't eat pork, right? If I go to a restaurant, I go, you got pork in it? Is that pork in there? So why us in America, us free, powerful people, why are we not asking, well, why are you swabbing us? If you come out and tell us that this thing is like the common cold or the flu, why are you swabbing us? It don't make sense. And I want somebody to give me the answer. As you guys can see, I'm not sitting here talking about the big bad bully, the big bad government. I'm not saying that. I'm just asking these simple questions because if I go walking up in there with my family and my kids and myself or whatever, I need to know why you swabbing us. Well, how much time I got left? 23 minutes. So this is what we're going to do, you guys. What we got else? What else we got going on here? Okay, here we go right here. I already talked about this right here. Italy reports nearly 800 coronavirus deaths, largest in a daily rise, okay? Now, this number here, Italy has a total of 4,825. That might be a reason. That might be a reason to be fighting over some toilet paper. Oh my God, I don't want to sound insensitive. I hope don't nobody take me wrong and think I'm being insensitive, man. But it's just there's people who have died this year, and you go to the doctor and they go, you just got a common cold. How do we not know that this damn coronavirus hasn't been around for years already? You know what I'm saying? There's people who passed away like. Such and such passed away because they had the flu, or such and such passed away because of this. You know what I'm saying? But then half the time the doctor's been there like, oh, I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know. We sent him home. He got the flu. I saw today, I don't know if he's up here. There's a guy. He's not on here. There's a guy. He went to the hospital about 2 or 3 weeks ago. He had the flu, sent him home. Next thing you know, he can't breathe. He can't breathe. He has fluid on his lungs. They take him to the hospital. He got the coronavirus. Now, what part of coronavirus or what the part of flu has to do with damn liquid on your lungs? So, this is all I'm saying, you guys, because I don't have much time left. And I don't want to feel like, I don't want you guys to think that I'm just running off on a crazy rant. This is what I want you guys to do. Really sit down and take some of the things that I said, or go to Victim Stoppers and look at some of these articles that's posted, and write down some questions, some common sense questions, especially if you're somebody who's at least 30 plus, just write down things, right? And ask questions, right? Do some research. Then if you do so happen to get sick, or you do so happen to have to go see the doctor, go ask them, well, why are you swabbing us? Because my whole thing is, if they say that they're swabbing people to create the vaccine, then why the hell was our president and our vice president on the news tonight talking about they got a vaccine coming up in maybe 2 weeks? So if you got a vaccine coming up in 2 weeks, you don't need to swab me. Playboy, you might have to swab the first 1,000 to figure out this thing, but you already know how much paprika and peppering and peppermint and all that stuff goes in the mix. And I'm not making light of it. I'm not trying to be funny or nothing. But I'm just saying, why you have to swab everybody if you so-called got a vaccine that's coming out in 2 weeks? I'm just asking the questions, you guys. It's your guys' job to go get the answers or give me the answers so I can let everybody else know some answers. Because I've got these answers already. We need more answers because this thing is changing every day. I can't wait for Wednesday to get here. I cannot wait for Wednesday to get here because I want to see what's going to happen. I like to see what happens when somebody is out driving around and they get pulled over, they go through a roadblock, and they talking about where's your paperwork, and they say I don't have no paperwork. I like to see what happens. Because you guys got to understand something. There is fractions of this country that's been prepared for this day. They've been prepared for this day. But my message is going out to my people, my culture, because I've talked to so many people from my culture who's clueless about this thing. There's so many people in our culture knew nothing about April 3rd, 2015 until probably recently. There's so many people in our culture that I've talked to about this stuff year after year after year. They're like, Dwayne, you tripping, bruh. Dwayne, you tripping. Let's go. They don't want to hear what I have to say. But if I could show you a receipt, why would you not take a moment and say, you know what? It might be some merit to this. There might be some truth to this. You know? He asked me today, Dwayne, why would our government do that? Why would they man-made this? Well, why would they put a group of people in slavery? Why would they test syphilis on a bunch of black men down in Alabama? Why would they fly an airplane into a building in New York in 2001? You know what I'm saying? Why would they poison the water in Flint, Michigan? Do we really need to ask why? What's it going to take for us to start realizing, like, hold on for a second. Hold on for a second. They ain't doing this for us. They got a whole totally different agenda. When, what, how much, how many more examples is it going to take? How many more? How many more? Let me know. Let me know. I just want to know. Is this it? Is this the breaking point right here? This coronavirus, is this it? Because I'm telling you guys right here, this is only the beginning. This is our new normal right here. I got a question for you. Do you, if we want to talk about, how much time I have? 15 minutes. Let me shut this down real quick. Let me show you guys this quick thing real quick. Think about this for a second, right? We sell cameras at DigiGuard, right? I have this camera in my hand, right? It's a DigiGuard camera. This camera came from China, okay? This keyboard in my hand comes from China. All right, hold up. This drone that I have in my hand, which this is our new normal here too, comes from China. So could you guys explain this to me? If somebody is your enemy, if somebody doing you dirty or doing you bad, how do they have such a big footprint in your country? See, folks is doing to the Chinese now what they did to the Muslims through 9/11. There's dumbass people running around being racist, or I can't say racist, but I guess being mean, I guess, to Chinese people. The Chinese people have more power and money in our own country. Go look at your closet right now. Go look at your kitchen right now. Look and see where that shit's made. Taiwan or China. It don't say Detroit. It don't say Alpharetta. It says China. It says China. You guys, this thing, if you guys can remember 9/11, and they were talking about all the terrorists, the Muslims, all Muslim terrorists or whatever, but then you go to the airport and all the rental car places are owned by people from the Middle East. You go to the gas stations, and the majority of all the gas stations are owned by people from the Middle East. How the hell can you live amongst your enemy, your so-called enemy? Stop being sheep. You're being sheep. Come on, man. You don't sleep with your enemy. You don't give the enemy more than 80% of your financial infrastructure of your country? Come on, man. What the hell? We was warned, you guys. We were warned, and nobody paid attention. Nobody took the time to, like, yo, Bill Gates is telling us the truth. Bill Gates is telling us what the plan is. We was warned. And I'm telling you guys right now, ain't nothing, there's nothing that happens overnight. So if Bill Gates said this back in 2015, they probably been working on this shit since probably the 80s. Oh, there I go sniffing. But look, I got my paper towel tonight, but I ain't going to blow my nose on TV. Hold on. Uh-oh. He got the Rona. Somebody probably like, that dude, he got the Rona. He got the Rona. Man, I'll put it to you like this. If I got the Rona, I gave y'all some receipts. I did my job. It's y'all job to keep it going. It's y'all job to keep the Victim Stoppers legacy going. Look, this right here, that's 10 years in the making. This social network right here. 10 years. While everybody was on the book, giving all the information, I was in the back trying to figure out how to create us a book. But this right here ain't a book. It's a manual. This is our manual right here for our information. This is our manual right here for the revolution. That's our manual. 10 years. The TV station that we launched, Digital Guard TV, 13 years. Anybody who knows me know that I'm always grinding trying to make something better for us. I used to run them streets, all through the streets in Atlanta, in every little cubbyhole to understand how this thing worked. I done ran all over this damn country out to Silicon Valley to figure out how they doing this shit. Because they weren't telling me this in my neighborhood. My homies in my neighborhood wasn't trying to teach me either. I had to go figure it out. I've been out there in out there in California with them damn nerds. When I got out there and see them nerds, all I saw was a bunch of Indian dudes in Lambos and Ferraris with skinny white girls with big ass titties, big fake titties. Not to be disrespectful, I like big titties. I don't know about the fake ones. Anyway, no disrespect. Anyway, what I'm saying is this. We have to get out of our comfort zone, because what's happening right now, they about to force us into a bubble. What's about to happen right now, they about to force us into a corner. And then some people who have not prepared for this are going to be pushed in the corner, then they're going to lose their mind. Because the average American, after 2 weeks of not getting paid, is worried about getting kicked out their house. Most Americans that don't get 2 weeks of pay is worried about how they're going to eat. So then what happens then? People get desperate. And when people get desperate, they do stupid stuff. And they're going to kill you on sight. The National Guard is trained to kill, just like everybody else. So if you out there and you caught looting, or you out there caught doing something, they're going to lay you down. They're not here for no play. They're going to lay you down. You guys, this time that we at home, or we at home working, you work, get your money, then start learning to understand how things is going to work now, because we're never going to go back. January 1st, 2020, how it was then, it's never going to be the same, you guys. It's never going to be the same. They did not really implant it in everybody's head right now that I might have the corona. You remember back in the days, if you guys are old enough, when HIV and AIDS first came out, you was scared to touch somebody's hand. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God, I got AIDS. They used to tell people that you get AIDS from mosquitoes. I'm not going outside. I'm going to get AIDS. So now they tell you, now, don't be in groups of people of five. First it was 200. Then it was 100. Then I said groups of people of five. Well, explain to me what happens when I go home and I got five people living in my house. What, everybody in the house got to be in a separate room? Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom. I love you. Like being in jail. Everybody in a bubble in their own house? It don't make sense. But then they tell everybody, oh, but you can go to the grocery store. But the grocery store is packed with people, and everybody's standing like this in a line. Everybody touches shit. Those, I don't like that apple. I don't like that orange. Now, this person touched that orange. You touched that orange. Now, by the time you get that orange home, your kid says orange. So explain to me how this thing works. Because I know I've been to the store a few times, and the people working there stocking the shelves, they had no gloves on. They had no mask on. This bottle of water right here came from somebody's warehouse factory somewhere. Did they have gloves on when they packaged this and put it on the truck? Can you think about this? Shit, I can't see. Where my glasses at? This is what happens when you get maturely young like me. This for a second, you guys. I got 8 minutes, so I'm about to get out of here. Imagine this bottle right here. This bottle of water. By the time this bottle of water got to my hand, it's probably been touched probably by 20 people, maybe even more. This bottle right here has been in all kind of elements. It's been in a manufacturing place. Well, the bottle alone had to get made. Then they ship it to the people to fill it, the label. Think about that. Then the shelf, then here. So can you guys tell me that this bottle could not be contaminated from day one? It's common sense. It's common sense. Once you know better, you do better. Well, you guys, I'm out here. Before I go, Victor Stoppers, please join VictorStoppers.us. It's a social network that's private because we got to close the doors. Just anybody can come in and see this thing. It's not open to the public like the book and all that stuff because we're putting real information on here, and anybody who posts something here, you got to post something that's a receipt. I don't want you posting nothing on Victor Stoppers because it's your opinion, because guess what? We screen everything. I'm letting you guys know right now. Anybody joins Victor Stoppers, it has to go through our board. It has to go through our board, and we're going to look to see if this is some shit that we want our people to read. It's going to go through our board. We have to do that. The reason why we have to do that, because nobody paid attention on April 3rd, 2015. So we got to make sure that that doesn't happen again. We got to get smart. We got to change the game. They changed the game on us. We got to change the game. We got to get smarter. So VictorStoppers.us, right there, you guys. It's free for the first 90 days. All right? And the reason you guys are like, well, why are you charging? Well, I'm going to put it to you like this. Somebody got to pay for this because we got to make sure that the news get out, and I got to pay a staff of people. It is what it is. I'm not going to sell you information. It's America. Got to make a living, but you're getting some good information. All right. This is going to change. This is our manual, you guys. Get off the book. Come to the manual. All right. What's next? This weekend, you guys don't have that to do because everybody's going to be locked down. You might as well go to Disregard TV and watch the crime rants. You know, whatever. But get at me, though, guys. I'm about to get out of here. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys so much. Just be careful, you guys. Let's get smart. Let's wake up. We can watch our housewives and stuff, too. You just got to mix it up a little bit. It's like you can't have a diet of just junk food. You got to, you know, got to have some vegetables. You got to get off the meat or whatever. So just with this thing true right here, because it's happening, you guys. The whole world is different now. Okay. Well, I'm out of here. Like I tell you guys all the time, knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. If I'm not here tomorrow, I may be in paradise. See you guys later. Love you guys for tuning in. Let's get smart. Once we know better, we'll do better. I'm out. If you listen to me on a radio show, you're going to hear the outgoing music. If you watch me on TV, you're going to see me play around with my camera. I might eat some chips. Look, hold on for a second. I didn't even drink my drinks tonight. See you guys? I was ready to turn up, but this is real. Oh my God, I didn't even turn up tonight. This shit was too important tonight. I had to get it out to you guys. I'm out. Peace. I love you guys. Peace.
I could take the pitchfork from the devil. Keep a super suit like I'm incredible. From the deep blue sea to the dark blue. Sometimes I feel like
Flashing max on the cop the way a gangster should. I snatch food from the mouth of a tiger. Take a gasoline bath and I walk through fire. Bear hug a grizzly, suck milk from a titty. Take the sergeant hat from his head and use it for a frisbee. Spit in the crocodile face. Have a menage a trois with two female apes. Then sleep in the barrel of bush and knives. I drink honey, shape of the beehive. Bungee jumping off the Empire State. Butt naked, rollerblading across the Golden Gate. Butt naked with the baddest man alive and I don't plan to die. When the grim reaper come, I look her right in his eye. I bust up in the face of the witch of the east. Tell a great white shark to go and brush his teeth. Of the man who stole the golden fleece. And I date rape beauty right in front of the beast. The baddest man alive.